Milton, one would be hard-pressed to find two fourth graders as in sync as Zaina Yazdan and Amira Khanna. With similar interests, ambitions and maturity, the pair have gone from completing each other's sentences verbally to doing so on paper. They recently completed a children's book called The Arctic Fox Crystal, a magical tale about friendship and one of the writer's favorite animal. "When my dad told me, 'You already made this much money from the book,' we were so surprised," said an excited Yazdan. "There were like 100 buyers. Lots of people, not only from Canada. From other countries as well," Khanna followed close behind. The book was released on November 23 to a cast of Milton's Who's Who, including Mayor Gord Krantz and MPP Zee Hamid. Amira Khanna, left, and her friend Zaina Yazdan with their favorite teacher Tanisha Forbes Bunsey. Shivangi Saxena photo. In attendance was the girls' favorite teacher and inspiration, Tanisha Forbes Bunsey, who taught them in grades 2 and 3. She's been a constant source of encouragement for the budding authors, and went to the trouble of getting some of their schoolwork bound into a book. "She really believed in us that we can be authors. So we believed in her," Amira said. "We took what she said, the author thing, to heart, and we really did what she said." In a special shout-out to Mrs. Bunsey before the story even begins, the little literaties call her the best teacher ever who inspired this book. But literary inspirations also spurred the creation of their work. One of their favorite authors is Daisy Meadows, who penned the Rainbow Magic books, one of the most prolific children's fantasy books featuring fairies. The Arctic Fox Crystal begins when four like-minded friends first meet and ponder the existence of magic. While the supernatural elements help the reader's imaginations run wild, scientific elements ground them in reality. Their general interest in science meant that including a fox was only natural. Same with a crystal jar, the magical properties of which are revealed when the characters pour water into it, exposing a message. Months of doodling and writing in notebooks during their recesses and other spare moments came to a head when their parents saw their work and got it published. "It's very overwhelming," said Zaina's mother Maryam Farouki. "It's a very proud feeling, definitely. I'm glad that we were able to acknowledge their efforts." Amira's mother, Shivangi Saxena, echoed her friend, adding, "I always tell Amira that books can heal people. There are moments when I'm stuck, but I have one line that can really help me to come out of that. So I want her and Zaina to write to that level where they are reaching out to many people and healing them." The book can be purchased on Amazon. Fans who want to follow their work will be delighted to know the girls are already working on a sequel. Details are, at this stage, scarce as the friends don't want to leak any spoilers.